Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hey, y'all. Here we are again. I have so much fun on this podcast, and I get really excited when I hear from listeners. So thank you, Andrea, for taking the time to send in your feedback. There have been quite a few questions lately about when we will be opening our doors again. I can tell you this much. We want to open our doors again. We miss you. The decision to reopen is, of course, the decision of the board and our director, and they are in constant communication with the Delaware Health Department to see what is the best course of action. So hang tight. In the meantime, use every service we provide, which are probably more than you realize. And the one I want to highlight again is our personalized pick service. If you go to our website and in the search box at the bottom, not at the top, but at the bottom, type personalized picks and the form will come right up. Fill it out as best you can and one of our team will get back to you in a few days with 5 to 7 title recommendations. Okay, so the exciting thing I've been alluding to over the last few episodes, I'm going to be interviewing other staff members. And my first guest is no stranger. It is Mandy from the Powell Branch. So without further ado, listen to our conversation about the books we're reading. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited. This is the first of many interviews, I hope, that we're going to be doing on the podcast of What to Read Wednesdays with Annie, myself, your host. Today, for my very first interview, I have Mandy from the Powell Branch. So, Mandy, will you please introduce yourself?
Hello! My name is Mandy. I am the Powell Branch Manager. I've been working for the Delaware Library for 10 years this year, really? I was a teen librarian before this, and if I had to typify my reading style, I would say a lot, especially right now, a lot of nonfiction. But I also like some popular fiction. I like graphic novels a lot. Whatever's good, I read.
I like it. I like it very much. All right. Well, tell me about this Civil War book you've been reading.
Really? I was going to do that as the dessert reading.
No.
I was going to get people in on my popular fiction that I just read and then hope that they tolerate my Civil War fiction.
Dude, we just dive right in here. Just dive right in.
I'm going to talk about the fiction first, I think. Just read a brand new novel by John Rector, who is kind of a little known Midwestern like suspense author. I have read everything he has ever written, true story. I love him. This one is called Broken, and it has this amazing cover of it looks like it's a Ferris wheel on fire at this like stormy seaside, and there's like a crack in the picture. It's amazing. So basically, the story is about twin sisters, Maggie and Lily. Maggie is kind of a tough girl. She was a private detective at some point. She has a history with police. And then her sister Lily is they're twins, but they're totally different. She's creative. She's kind of a hippie kind of vibe. So a couple of years before the start of the book, the book opens with Maggie going to identify Lily's body, like she's dead at the beginning. So it's not spoilers. but you learn pretty quickly that Lily's husband has a history of physically abusing her. Mm. And the sister knew about it and tried to get her sister to break up with this guy. I almost gave away a spoiler. This is a very suspenseful book. I don't want to give away too much. But so she has heard that her sister is dead in this town called Beaumont Cove that is picture Atlantic City in the off season, but like a third that size. It's like this aging kind of seaside resort. Super creepy, super weird. She gets there and she just wants to make sure that what she thinks happened actually happened. And from there, it gets very suspenseful. All these twists and turns happen. I crushed this book, could not put it down at all. It's not what you think. At first, I didn't like that. It's alternating chapters between the bad guy and the sister. And at first, I kind of hated that. But then after a while, it's like, okay, like I see where this is going. If you're a fan of like Stephen King, I would say definitely all of John Richter's stuff is super suspect. Like you can't put it down. Like my favorite was his first one. It's called The Cold Kiss. Same thing. It's just, this is like, if you're looking for something to like, you haven't been able to finish a book recently, grab anything by this guy. It was great. And this is his new one, just came out in 2020. A couple libraries have ordered it. Not a ton. So there may be a waiting list. I don't think it's on Kindle, but I don't think it's on. Oh, I should look before I say that. I don't know if there is an electronic copy. I will check right now. but it was amazing. It was super suspenseful. You just couldn't, like, I could not put this book down. I kind of looked up at some point on a Saturday and looked at my husband and said, done. And he was like, you read that whole book? And I was like, yep, couldn't put it down. So I would definitely really recommend it. All of his stuff is, if you're a fan of suspense, if you're a fan of mysteries, a couple of his are a little sci-fi-ish. I don't usually like sci-fi, but I like it when he does it. It's kind of like, you know, when Stephen King does the willing suspension of disbelief. Mm. It's like that. But yeah, I really, really loved it. I thought it was really good. So I'm looking now to see if it's on digital. I don't think it is. I think you have to either get the physical copy or go on and do Kindle. But I would super recommend it. We have all of his other books at the library. I always make our adult fiction order his when they come out. So I was just like, man, I haven't read one of his in a while. Does he have a new one? And I opened it up and it came out like last month. So
nice.
Yeah, Broken by John Richter. Anything he wrote is great, but the new one is really good.
Nice. And your current obsession.
And, okay. So I don't know how this happened, but I do know how this happened. In September, my husband and I had a week off for our anniversary. And a couple years ago, I got in the habit of every time I had a week off, I would watch a whole Ken Burns documentary because they're usually like 20 hours long. Like they're really, really long. So, and all his stuff is good. Like some of them, Prohibition's short. It's only like 2 episodes. But so I was like, asked my husband, like, hey, let's watch a Ken Burns. Let's watch the best one I've ever seen by him. And it was The Civil War, which was one of his early ones. And it basically traced a Confederate soldier, a Union soldier, and some of the great generals of the war through the entire Civil War. It's 12 hours long, 12 discs.
Yep.
All the libraries own it. They just came out with a 4K edition. If you happen to have PBS's online access thing, all of the Ken Burns are on there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What was that?
I didn't know that.
Did they have an online thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the nice thing is, too, you can get this free from the library, but I love PBS. It's a donation to PBS when you get the online service,
nice,
too. So it also supports PBS, which, unlike any other streaming service, it's a good reason to do it. So we watched Ken Burns' The Civil War. I discover an odd thing, that the Civil War is like, I'm a pretty tough girl. I cried my eyes out. There's a song that they play in there that made me cry every episode.
Wait, Ashokan Farewell?
Yes. I learned a lot about all the major generals. There is a criticism of that documentary. I think it's true that they could have talked about slavery more. They talk about it, but Frederick Douglass is one of the voices, voiced by... he's like the most famous actor.
But James Earl Jones?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Freeman.
So Frederick Douglass is voiced by Morgan Freeman. It's gorgeous. But I mean, not that this isn't a perfect documentary. I think he could have done more with the slavery aspect of the Civil War. That said, it's an amazing documentary. So I went Civil War crazy after that. My husband did too. Like we last weekend, you guys, we went to a Civil War memorial and I cried. It was like, this is how you end up doing Civil War reenactments, I think, is it starts like this. And then before you know it, you're bivouacking along in Arlington for some reason. Also, bivouacking is a cool word I never knew till now.
Sweet.
So I've read 1,700 pages on the Civil War since September.
Oh, my word.
I just read an okay biography about William Tecumseh Sherman. It turns out he's not. At some point, Frederick Douglass said that Abraham Lincoln was a great man trying to be good. I think that William Tecumseh Sherman was a good soldier who didn't try very hard to be good as a person. Mm-hmm. So it was okay. I read it. I liked it. Whatever. I just started Grant by Ron Chernow. It is a biography of Ulysses S. Grant. It is 1,104 pages long. I am on page 100 right now. The audio is very good. I will say it, this one versus the other one I read, this one's longer. But for fans of like Eric Larson, who like narrative style nonfiction, mm-hmm. this is a perfect title. It is told like stories. It's very like you can hear the voices of those guys. And I think Grant has this reputation undeserved as being like a drunk and a butcher. And mm-hmm. he was pretty remarkable human, very, very progressive, very anti-slavery. Mm-hmm. He actually, in his presidency, fought the KKK for the first time. He was the first president to fight the KKK. Comes down in history as the last president to own a slave, but what happened was he got married and inherited one and instantly paid when he had no money to set this guy free. Like, he was not going to do it.
Sure.
So, pretty remarkable life, pretty remarkable person. The writing is wonderful in this. Chanel has done a ton of those big, giant biographies.
Well, yeah, everybody should. Every fan of the musical Hamilton should know right. the last name Chanel.
Yep, that is actually on the front of this one. I'm looking at my Grant Chanel right now. So it's a passion project for me right now. I am excited. Actually, I'm on disc 4 of 20 or of 38 in the audio.
Yeah,
absolutely available from the library. I'm sure that there is a digital copy of that as well. Yeah. I would say fans of history, if you liked his Hamilton, these are a lot of like little anecdotal fun stories. So it's not. It looks like this giant paperweight, and it is, but it's also, I'm finding it very compelling. But obviously I'm a fan, so I don't know. Read the fiction if you don't want to read the Big Giant Grant thing, but I recommend the Big Giant Grant thing. It's real good.
Well, what I'm excited about is that, like, after such a tough year and a hard beginning of another year, that you found a passion project. I think that people yeah. are looking for that, you know, like
I heard this amazing quote recently from Dorothy Parker, who I like anyway. Mm-hmm. That she said, the cure for boredom is curiosity, and there is no cure for curiosity. And that's where I'm at with this right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I think that's really awesome that you found that in 2020 and are continuing it in 2021.
A lot of connections to what's happening in modern times, too, though.
Sure.
At some point in the Ken Burns thing, they said that that history isn't really ever over and the Civil War could be now. And it's like, after, so I was part of the crying. There was like, they went through a lot of the stuff that we've gone through in the last year. And even like, there was yellow fever was everywhere in 1864.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that, you know, everything is old is new again, I think. And, I am. Listen, if you have a question about the Civil War, please call the Powell Branch and ask for Mandy.
Yes.
I'll do it right now.
100%. 100%. That would be awesome. Like, maybe we can inspire people to be, I mean, quite honestly, like, I'm ready to watch that documentary. I think that sounds so awesome. I love Ken Burns. Well,
and this, you asked me the other day, do you have a favorite general of the Civil War? And I was like, Annie, please, I have a favorite horse of the Civil War. His name was Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It's gotten real.
I love it. Well, I think that's awesome. I think that's really inspirational to me, because I'm like, wow, my goal for 2021 is to read more biographies. And right now, like, speaking of slavery, right now I'm listening to a biography of William Wilberforce, who was who worked in Parliament in England and was responsible, like, was hugely responsible for abolishing the slave trade in England. I mean, then, like, late, like, his whole, he knew he wouldn't be able to abolish slavery at first. He was like, if I do the slave trade, then that will take away a lot of the impetus for slavery. And like on his deathbed, he found that slavery had been abolished. So it's a really, really amazing story. He was just like very inspirational. It kind of killed him. he was in his 80s when he died, right? So he was old, but constantly being threatened with his life, and he's like, I don't care, this is my mission. This is like a stain on English history, and we have to get rid of it. It's insane. It is insane, but it's really, really amazing.
And that's what I would say. If people think that, if you're out there and you like, I don't read nonfiction, like, I would look up best narrative nonfiction, mm-hmm. because the best types of nonfiction to me tell a really compelling, awesome story. If you, especially if you are somebody who thinks you don't like nonfiction, there's two I would recommend. One is The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, which is about the 1896 World's Fair and also about America's first serial killer, H.H. Holmes. Just watched the thing on him last night. It's a creepy book, but it's good. And then the second one is called The Poisoner's Handbook. And I can't remember. I'm going to look right now and see who wrote it. But Poisoner's Handbook is about a history of poisoning, purposeful or accidental. Deborah Bloom is the author. So in one of the stories, they just talk about during Prohibition how people are boiling chair legs and drinking it. And don't do that. Or there was one where, some of it is like they said, you know, before 1800, if you were rich and somebody died in your family, everybody just assumed it was poison. Like that was all it was. So, you know, try some interesting nonfiction. It doesn't have to be all. There's even a graphic novel series called The Victorian Treasury of Murders. It's like Lizzie Borden's with nice. Jack the Ripper. So there's good, interesting nonfiction out there. You don't have to start with the 1,100-page book on Ulysses S. Grant, a.k.a. Unconditional Surrender. But if you do, then I will respect you. But if there's another nonfiction you want to read, just do it. Like, it's not all like, oh, this is high school and I have to learn this for a project.
Right, it's not dry.
Really interesting. No. History, yeah. I find super interesting, but you just have to find that right author and you have to find that subject that you're really into. And then it's far from boring, I believe.
100% agree. 100% agree. Is there anything you're looking forward to that's coming out soon?
Book-wise?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we should talk about, I guess, the Caldecott and Newbery Awards came out this morning, and there was a... Did you know?
I worked on Saturday, so I took the morning off, so I haven't really been up to date with what's going on in the library world this morning.
Oh, it's okay. Rachel Cookie had to tell me, so I didn't know it was today either. But I did notice that one of the Prince runners-up from this year was called Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me, and that was a graphic novel that came out in 2019. It's an LGBTQ title. I really enjoyed it, though. Definitely teen it up. This isn't a kid's graphic novel, but yeah. I'm trying to think what else is coming out. Let me look at my Goodreads. Everything is Civil War stuff right now. Like, it's bad.
Or not.
Yeah, I always say now with, like, if somebody just wants I just picked up a book that I really want to read called The Death of Mrs. Westaway by Ruth Ware.
That came out a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it's not brand new. I just hadn't heard about it, and I was checking. The problem with checking in books at the desk is you find everything you want to read.
Yep.
But basically, she wrote The Woman in Cabin 10, which was really popular, and the plot is this woman gets a notification that she's fallen into this huge inheritance, and... she's like a tarot card reader or something, but she realizes very quickly it's not actually her inheritance. She goes to the funeral thinking because she's a tarot card reader and she has some history with conning people that maybe she could convince them she is this person and achieve this giant inheritance. And then things start to go very, very wrong. So it sounds like good suspense too. So I haven't started it yet cause I'm getting through this grant, but, that's my next fiction. I think I want to read.
Nice.
What about you? What are you doing next?
Oh, so there's an I keep talking about it on this podcast, but it's called A Deadly Education by Naomi Novik. I like her writing a lot. She's the one who wrote the fantasy standalones, one called Rooted or Uprooted and Spinning Silver, which were so excellent. Just like really, really good. So I'm looking forward to her, to that series. I have another, I'm going to have to read another biography and I mean, it's 2021, the year of biographies for me. So I'm going to have to pick up a Chernow. I have to decide which one it is. It might be Grant. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
It should be Grant. He's, oh yeah, he's awesome. I can tell you can I tell a really quick story?
Yeah.
So Shiloh day one did not go well. Nobody thought the Confederates would actually advance. They did. And at the end of the day, Grant is sitting under a tree and it rains. And so he goes into one of the buildings and there are so many wounded men screaming that he goes back out in the rain.
Mm.
And it is just under this tree. You got a picture dark. There's, you know, it's raining. He's exhausted. Obviously he's got a cigar. So he's smoking a cigar. Might have a lantern, according to Comp. So William Tecumseh Sherman comes up to him and he's about to say, hey, I think we should retreat. And then he just said that something about this interaction, he's like, no, I'm not going to. So he goes up and he says, well, Grant, we've had the devil's own day, haven't we? And he takes a puff of the cigar. He sees just the end of the cigar gleam. And then Grant from the darkness says, lick him tomorrow, though. And he does.
Yeah.
it's become this inspirational thing that I say to myself if I've had a bad day, like, I'll lick him tomorrow, though.
So yeah.
There's a lot. I am very inspired. He's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Not, I mean, nobody in history is perfect, but he tried real hard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm here for it.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, do you have any last words for our listeners?
I would encourage everybody, like, I like your year of biography. You know, make your reading goal to read one, you know, what Riot Girls call one hard book.
Yeah.
But, you know, this year, like, push yourself to read one nonfiction if you think, and if you want help, like, picking out a title, if you have an interest but need an author or you know, a title to pick out, call any one of us at any of the branches. We can definitely give you help with
yes.
for that. I like the historical stuff, but there are a lot of people that just like memoirs, modern memoirs, stuff that's funny. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be dark and depressing and you know, about war or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just challenge yourself, you know, read one nonfiction this year, push yourself to read something you wouldn't normally read. You might be surprised how much you love it, you know?
Yeah. I like it.
I hope you do. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It was super fun.
Good.
Everyone, that is Mandy. Isn't she absolutely delightful? She's so much fun. We used to work together at Maine and I miss having her around. We just always had so much fun. We're going to be doing more of those interviews in the ensuing episodes. I'm still, you know, trying to figure out the format and everything, but I hope you really enjoyed our conversation. That's it for today, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really look forward to more of these interviews, and I hope you look forward to listening to them. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. I'll see you next time.